This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Jade, What on earth is going to happen when I go overseas this Saturday? What's going to happen for 3 weeks on Different Strokes?
Dave, way to bring up my anxiety. I'm trying to forget about it. Look, Kyle from Monday Breakfast, the Special K show, is going to be sitting in with me. So, you know, I know Kyle a little bit. We've talked, you know, we've talked.
We've hung out, we've danced
on the dance floor. But that's, yeah.
That's the extent of the kind of interaction that you and Kyle have had so far.
It's a bit of a freak out, Dave.
Look, I mean, I'm not trying to say that Jade is antisocial or she doesn't adapt very well. But truth is, you and I have been doing Different Strokes. You and I have been doing radio together for 5 years. This is our fifth year together. So The experience of doing a show with someone else, and this is the same for me as well. If I ever have to fill in for another Joy presenter, it's always the same. It's like our chemistry is so special, Jade. Like we have a rhythm to the way we talk, And it just works. And when you meet someone new or when you're doing a show with someone else, it's a whole different rhythm altogether.
And even, you know, even like from a conversation point of view, it might work out fine, but when you're on air, it's completely different. And the last co-host I had before you, Dave, he was the type of guy that was like fly by the seat of his pants, like, let's decide while the music's on what we're going to talk about.
I mean, I don't think that you and I really plan every detail of our show. I think most people will agree by just listening. We don't plan down to the last second, but because we have this connection, we have this chemistry, we rely on that, and we know that we're going to be fine. We can talk our way through anything.
Yes.
So this
most cases, it's Dave talking his way through anything.
Yeah, correct. But Jade, I'm so excited to hear the result of you and Kyle together doing Different Strokes, because for me, this is a bit like wife swap. You know, existing relationship and just trying on a different partner for size.
Yeah.
See how things, you know, shake up in the house.
What if it works out really well, Dave?
Well, I don't know. I might be kicked to the side.
Won't you get jealous?
No, I'm not the jealous type, really.
Yeah. You
no.
say that now.
I say that now, but, you know, when Kyle starts doing music reports and starts talking about the Sugar Babes more than I do, then I might have a problem with that.
There's nothing to fear. I've checked with him. He's working on his David Lim impression. It's going very well.
Can't wait to hear what that's like next week.
Hey, this is Alistair.
And this is Alf.
And we're from the Kairos, and you're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on
Joy 94.9.
You know what? Sometime last week, we got a new trainee at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a couple of months now, I've been the so-called new person at work. I've been at this job for about 7 months now. So, and in the time I've been there, we've had one other trainee start, but then she left. And then for months and months, we had no one to replace that trainee.
Yeah.
I mean, the trainees don't really, you know, it's not really that. I don't want to say that she's not important, but the role that she performs are just tasks that overflow from what I do and so forth. So if she's not there, then I just do it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's critical. But we got a new trainee a couple of, just last week, and she is fabulous, Jade. Do you remember what it's like to have a new person at work? I think it just shakes up the dynamics so much in the team, don't you think?
Well, yeah, we had a new person start just earlier this year, and it was interesting because, you know, you're like, I was actually on the interview panel for the job.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, and to sit there and be like, oh, you know, because it's about when you're interviewing someone for a role, yeah, it's about can they do the job, but it's also a lot about is that person going to fit in
with the team?
With the team. And, you know, a lot of times that is a deciding factor, you know. It's like, oh, we've got these two people and they've got about the same skills and the same experience and we think they could both do the job, but this one's probably a better fit.
I just think it's so interesting because she's very young. She's only about 19 or something like that, but I think she brings new energy to the team. And on Monday, I had a photo shoot at work, which makes me sound like, you know, I work at Marie Claire or something, or I'm a guest at Marie Claire magazine, but no. So I was asked to, be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
For a photo shoot.
You never have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm not really camera shy, am I?
No, you've been preparing for that your whole life.
So I was asked to do that. And she turned to me and she said, oh, you look really pretty today. And I kind of thought, Shantae, you stay. You get to stay because you know how to pay compliments. You know, this is going to get you very far. Keep up the good work. Now, Jade, if people want to get in touch with us, other than SMSing in and listening on the Joy app, we're also on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, you can find us facebook.com/differentstrokesradio, and we're on Twitter at diffstrokes949.
I know you work very hard to kind of multitask and make sure that our Twitter and Facebook is happening while we're on air.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool, isn't it?
Pressing your buttons over there and I'm doing my stuff over here.
We are a very well-oiled machine.
Yes.
Just the two of us. That's Team Different Strokes right here. Let's have illusions of this, you know, massive entourage.
There's no entourage. It's us.
Hey, this is Christina Perry, and you're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Jade, it's time for our music pick of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon you haven't heard from this artist in a very long time.
Okay.
Now, do you remember Mika, Jade?
Yes, sure.
Famous for the song Grace Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had a sensational hit first album.
How long ago was that?
Oh, this is a couple of years ago. Don't test me on this. I know there's Wikipedia out there, but don't test me on this.
I'm going to say like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. And, he had a second album that didn't do too crash hot. So he's been laying low for a couple of years. In fact, recently on Madonna's latest album, MDNA, he co-wrote the track Gang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit interesting. When I looked at the album line, I'm like, Mika, oh my God, he's still alive. So good to know. But in any case, he's back with a brand new single, Jay, that went out to Australian radios on Monday. And I'm so excited about this.
Yep.
He is, you know, Mika's best known for singing in that falsetto style. That's the kind of, that's what people really, switch on to when they hear his music and hear his voice. But this one, it's a different direction. I'm not going to say that it's a complete 180 from Grace Kelly and the songs that made him famous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that it's a different style of pop music.
He's trying out something different.
He's trying out something maybe a little bit more subtle, but it's still joyous.
Mm-hmm.
It's an up-tempo. It's called Celebrate,
mm-hmm.
and it features Pharrell Williams,
mm-hmm.
who's the producer of the track. It's the first single from Mika's forthcoming third studio album called The Origin of Love, which comes out in mid-September, Jade. So look forward to that.
Yep.
It's got collaborations with Nick Littlemore, who's done stuff for Panau and Empire of the Sun and my girl Winter Gordon.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a sensational album. I can't wait to hear it. Mika's already shared one of the tracks from the forthcoming album. He's made a music video for it.
Yep.
The other track's not the single. This one is, but, you know, that's, you know, there you have it. On the internet, two teasers of what people can expect from his new music. So, Jade, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
We're going to have a listen to our Different Strokes pick of the week, Mika, Celebrate. You're on Joy. Jade, I've got this crazy, fantastic and outrageous new hobby that I can't wait to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that not a lot of people probably engage in. It's a little obscure.
Okay.
It's called reading. The concept of going to a library, browsing for books on a shelf, borrowing it, and reading is actually kind of, I don't want to say it's new for me because it sounds like I'm uneducated.
You haven't done it since school.
I haven't done it since high school.
Yeah.
Heck, I might even say primary school. I don't remember borrowing any books after year 7 or year 8. When I started having friends, which really didn't happen till year nine. I stopped borrowing books from the library, Jade. So I went to my local library yesterday mm-hmm. for the second time this year, for the second time in years, actually, mm-hmm. to borrow a book. And I felt like I stepped into a whole other dimension. I felt like, you know, that girl from The Fifth Element that mm-hmm. just came out of from wherever she did, and she was just overwhelmed. That was me at the local library. I just did not understand what was going on with all these barcodes and the computers and searching and checking out your own books yourself.
Yep.
I mean, I do.
Are you from the old stamp days, Dave? Is that the last time you went when they put the stamp in the back of the book?
No, I mean, the last time I was in a library, they were already doing the self-checkout and all that. But because it was so long ago and it was so infrequent even back then, this just feels weird to me. This just feels weird. So I had to be... get this, me grown man mm-hmm. had to be shown how to use the systems around the library, how to, you know, work through the different cataloging systems. And there were kids around me giving me the side eye and the stink eye going, where is this dude coming from? Don't they have libraries where you come from?
Well, no, you know, I think the demographic of library users tend to be like, you know, the younger crowd and then the older crowd, like that middle ground that It's not that common.
I don't think it's that common. But at the same time, we see a lot of people our age reading books like the Penguin Classics
yeah.
on the trams and on the trains and all that. So mm-hmm. I feel that the reading culture is definitely there. But maybe...
I'm all about e-reader, Dave.
Oh, okay. So you're that modern.
Yeah.
I might need some help with that too.
I like to carry around multiple books in a tiny, convenient package.
And also the idea of maybe borrowing a book from the library that might carry, you know, billions of germs from everywhere else might not appeal to a lot of people.
But what about the history, Dave? The history.
The history of that book itself? Yeah. Like the stamps and yeah. all that kind of stuff? Some of the books still have the old card with the stamps in it. Yeah. I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's all barcodes and everything, Jade. So I'm getting back into reading. I've been one of those people who say that I don't have time for it, but now I'm making time, Jade.
Yeah.
It's a change in lifestyle.
It's a good fall asleep, you know, like get you ready for bedtime.
Yeah, it's a good pre-bedtime ritual, yeah.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon, and you're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave.
Joining us right now here in the studio on the line, we have one of Australia's biggest and best loved drag performers, Jade. Mm-hmm. Trevor Ashley is on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you both?
Fabulous. Nice. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's wet and hideous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Are we still talking about the weather or what?
I'll be on the phone if it was something else, darling.
We'll leave you to crack the jokes because, you know, a lot of people know you, Trevor, from hit productions like Liza on an E and the recent pantomime Fat Swan, which, Jade, by the way, is a musical parody of the movie Black Swan. So, Trevor, tell us about how you got inspired to do Fat Swan in the first place.
Look, I went to see the film and I had been told by a friend over in London, actually, about it, and of course it hadn't hit our shores yet, and he said to me, oh my god, it is more hilarious than Showgirls. And I said, this is so weird, okay, well I'll go and see it. And all I did for the entire time while seeing it in the cinema was laugh. And I was down here doing Hairspray at the time, and I started going, oh gosh, when this show finishes I must sort of put something together, and sort of Hairspray started closing in Sydney, and I threw the threw Fat Swan together with my co-writer Phil Scott, and we sort of came up with the idea of how to make it work as a panto. And it's kind of bizarre, but it's very, very funny.
Now, Trevor, the original run of Fat Swan was in March sometime, and we've got a very exclusive announcement right here on Joy right now. You are bringing it back.
I am. It's very exciting. We'll be opening at the Arts Centre in the Fairfax Theatre on September 26th, which is going to be fantastic. I cannot wait to bring it back. And last time we were in the Spiegel tent, so this time I'm bringing the whole set and the entire production down, and it's really exciting.
It is really special as well. The opening night on the 26th of September is actually a Joy fundraiser.
It is indeed.
So we're keeping it in the family.
Absolutely. And I think it's great because I love Joy, and it's great to come down and bring the show back. I'm down here at the moment rehearsing the producer producers for the production company, and playing a man for the first time in a very, very long time. And then I'll be back in September for 2 weeks only with Fat Swan.
Now, we, you know, a lot of people in the gay and lesbian community know you as a drag performer. You mentioned before that you'd be playing a man. Is that more challenging than doing drag?
Look, it's just more challenging for me physically sometimes because you just, I'm so used to doing such girly things with my hands and legs and the way I move, and yet when I'm doing this and playing a butch German man, it's kind of, they're trying to beat my wrists back to a, you know, to straight. It's very odd because they're so used to hanging down and things. So I'm working very hard to stop beveling and for my wrist to work properly. But I'm having a great time being a man. It's a nice change.
And so for those who didn't catch Fat Swan the first time around, what can people expect? I know that you just mentioned that you're going to bring all the set down this time. Are there any other changes to the show?
Yeah, we've got a couple of new cast members. The fabulous Genevieve Lemon, who starred in Billy Elliot. She will be joining the cast, as well as the gorgeous Danielle Barnes, who was in Priscilla as one of the divas. So we actually all did Priscilla in the original run together. So it's fun to sort of be working with them. But of course, you know, we constantly update the show with new jokes and depending on what's happened in the news. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun to bring it back down here. Who knows what we'll be saying by September. But yeah, it's going to be fabulous. And it sold out a month before we opened last time. So
if people want to get tickets to, because you're running from the 26th of September to 6th of October, where can people get tickets?
You just go to the Arts Centre Melbourne at the box office there online, or I don't know the number off by heart, but you can go to artscentremelbourne.com.au and get tickets there. And yeah, we go on sale, what date? It's 2 weeks' time, I think.
All right, so keep hitting refresh. That's what we're saying.
That's right, absolutely.
Trevor Ashley, thank you so much for coming on Different Strokes this morning. All the best with the second run, bigger, stronger, fiercer run, dare I say, of Fat Swan.
Fatter run, probably.
You need to put that on a poster or some sort
absolutely.
Of postcard.
All right, thanks, girls, and we'll see you soon.
All right, see you, Trevor.
Bye.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Dave, our guest this morning, is a Triple J Unearthed winner, Neighbours guest star and a Ben Lee collaborator. Welcome to Different Strokes, Sophie Coe.
Hi, great to be here.
Now, okay, see, what Jay just did just there was just phenomenal. She pointed out two things that she absolutely loves in the world, and you have a very intimate connection with those things, of course, Ben Lee and Neighbours.
Yes. Yeah, so, Dave, like, my long-term life goal, right, was to be an extra on Neighbours. Never happened. I ran a radio campaign.
It's funny because backstage when we were recording for the cameo and Neighbours, Ben Lee and I talked about our three top lists of what we want to tick off.
Yeah.
And mine was Play School, mm-hmm. Neighbours and Good Morning Australia. So I've ticked off one, but I'm working on the other. So, yeah.
And the other thing, Dave, is I'm a huge Ben Lee fan, right? And like to the point where like years ago when in early Different Strokes, we wrote a song for, remember when I sang a song called Jade's Song, and it was in brackets called What Would Ben Lee Do?
Sophie, like,
no! Yes. I have that song? I can email it to you.
You know what, Sophie? It didn't crack any Unearthed charts. Didn't even crack the ground that we walked on.
Oh, come on. It was a great song.
So, yeah, Jade wrote a tribute track to Ben Lee.
Wow. They wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics.
You're a genuine fan. That's amazing. Good on you. Good on you.
Anyway, so you won Triple J Unearthed in 2003, and you're about to release your third album called Oh My Garden. How have you changed in that time?
Well, being a very much a DIY sort of independent artist, it's putting out an album takes a lot of pacing, and you don't use a big budget, so everything's very personal, down to the font on my graphics on the CD cover and the flower that I put on my hair. So you sometimes feel like a bit of a control freak, but But that's the way you do it these days, and labels are getting, you know, a little bit more in the background. So so it's been 4 years since my last one, and I was 24 when I, you know, put out the first one. So it's been every 4 years, it's been kind of, I've grown up. So yeah. I'm no longer that 15-year-old looking girl on the front cover of All the Pretty Boys. So,
we're not going to reveal Sophie's real age, but she did tell us how old she was when she shot that first album cover.
Yeah.
And let me just say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
It's the Asian gene. That's good. It's working to my favour. But the thing about Neighbours is that I joked about being the token Asian chick on Neighbours since I was five or six, because I grew up in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And Neighbours was a guilty pleasure watching it in New Zealand. And we were brought up sort of wanting to hate Australians. Yeah. And Neighbours was one of the things we wanted to hate. But I used to watch it coming home from school and stuff. So it's a huge coincidence and a huge funny thing when I got that phone call from Neighbours saying, do you want to be on it? I'm like, are you kidding me? This is weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your new single, I Understand. We saw the video clip for that, and it's bare and it's raw. Was that the direction that you were going for a song like that?
Yeah, it's a song that I co-wrote with Ben, and when we wrote the song, I was going through some personal things with relationships, and we just pretty much just pulled that apart and beaten it to death. And talked about it and wrote that into the lyrics, and it's the film clip is if you go on YouTube, and it's something that I'm very proud of. I was very, very scared about it at the start when I first saw the rough cut, because you don't really see these days people plastering their heads on the screen for 2 minutes and not having any sort of
effects
bling or sort of props or anything, and it's almost like an over sensitized kind of thing that people
it's
have
just
been,
full on your face, that's
yeah
it.
Yeah, and I was just really nervous about it, and I'm like, whoa, are people going to get this, and I'm going to be sort of open to all criticisms, I'm sure, and you know, but I didn't have any more money to change it or throw some confetti on the screen or whatever. So it was.
That's how real and indie it is with Sophie Coe, you guys.
There was not even any dry ice, you know, that didn't work, and we had to abandon the whole thing. And then at about a minute, there was supposed to be dry ice, but we just had to, you know, midnight had to let it go.
Had to let it go. Now, you've done some really famous covers, and what is important to you when it comes to choosing songs to cover, especially at your gigs and, you know, for your EPs and whatnot?
Covers are so fun, and I grew up on covers because I used to busk on the streets of Melbourne, and so I've got a whole 1,000, you know, catalogue all filed away of cover lyrics printed out from the internet. So covers, like, you know, I did Creep, Radiohead, and that's that actually made it into the 1,000 best songs in one of those books, and it said 2006 cover by Sophie Coe. So yeah, it's pretty cool, and obviously the She Will Have Her Way on the Female Brothers album, but I'm doing a few more covers, bonus tracks for the release of the album, if people download it, pre-order it from the website, so
they'll get that. Yeah,
yeah, and it's a lot of sort of Wurlitzer kind of playing the piano and me just solo singing and stuff. So it's all about trying to dissect the lyrics and making it your own, and making it at a different pace that you think fits your own voice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if you can't do that, there's no point doing it, and there's no point doing, you know,
karaoke.
Yeah, there's no point doing any Celine Dion songs because I can't do it justice. So it's not, you know, it's not like that.
You got to be real about it.
Yeah.
Now, your album, which you just mentioned before, Oh My Garden, comes out on 6th of July. Sophie, you'll be performing at Northcote Social Club on July 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. That's easy to remember. And I've got some special guests, and I think people are going to be quite surprised. And I'm playing with Joan Albain and a band called Buckley Ward, and I'm big fans of those two bands. So I'm going to be in the audience watching them. So I think I'm going to have a great night. So
absolutely. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning, Sophie. All the best with the album launch. And Jade, we're going to have a listen to Sophie's new single now, I Understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is has to be a first for Joy, right?
Yeah.
I love being tastemakers.
We are tastemakers.
Thank you.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
my app recommendation for this week, Dave, Dragon Veil. Basically, for people, it's from the people who bought you Paper Toss, which is the game where you just flick the paper at the guy's head and then you flicking staplers and you're trying to get annoy him, basically.
So really simple concepts.
But this one is a bit more complex. So if you like games like Tiny Tower or Pet Hotel, Dragon Veil is basically a game where you've got these magic islands, there's wizards involved, and you're trying to breed dragons and create this sort of dragon world. It is, you've got like, you know, all different types of dragons, you can earn points. It's purely like a Sims type game if you're into those kind of things. It's honestly so one of those addictive ones where you're like, oh, I want to make the rainbow dragon now, you know.
Now that, do you have to accumulate like coins to buy certain features to dress your dragon up?
Yeah, and you've got to accumulate coins to buy new habitats, you've got to accumulate gems to get certain special features, you've got to buy new islands, as you know, as your island, as you've got too many like habitats, and you've got to feed the dragons.
Jade, I really like the concept of gaming apps with like pets and all that. So mm-hmm. do you get to feed them and wipe its bum if it poos?
You don't get to wipe its bum. No, it's, you do have to feed them so they grow into adulthood. It is, there's like the other element of you're trying to get more and more visitors to your park, so you need to put more decorations out and all of that.
So there's an element of Farmville in there,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
So if you're into any of that kind of stuff, you will like Dragon Veil.
Jade, I'm getting a little misty-eyed.
How are you?
I'm going to be away from my woman.
I can't afford to be misty-eyed.
Oh, just don't hand hug now because it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, I'll get emotional.
I'll miss you, Jade.
After the show.
But you know what?
In a month's time when you get back, I'll be, I'll get emotional then.
Oh, why? Because I'm back. You're like, oh my God, he's back.
No, I just need to keep it together. I've got to keep it together.
You
got to
be strong.
Yeah,
you got to be strong for our listeners. You got to be strong for our, team Different Strokes. Yes. So yeah. This is my last show before I go to London and Paris on a holiday. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in about a month's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, It's only three shows. Kyle from the Special K Breakfast on mm-hmm. Mondays is going to be filling in with you, Jade. So
yep.
I trust him with my woman.
And we've got so many good interviews and stuff lined up.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.